Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Isn't God a good God? He's an awesome God. He's a God that could do anything but fail, and he has not failed you yet. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. God is doing great and mighty things in your life and the lives of others. We're truly excited about what God is doing every day. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing. And God works in mysterious ways, wonders to perform. Amen. And can't nobody do you like Jesus. He's your friend. He's your friend to the bitter end. Thank you, God. And yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. And I believe the word of the Almighty Living God. What about you? Yes, this is Power Hour Prayer for Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. God is truly good. God is in the blessing business. And we thank God for truly, truly sending his only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for your sins and for my sins, past, present, and future. We are not perfect. We're striving for perfection. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks be to God. I thank God for your prayer, our requests, your praise reports. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. Prayer warriors, thank God for you. Intercessory prayer warriors, thank God for you. We're interceding for those that don't know the Lord, those that have not accepted him as their personal Savior. We're interceding for those that may not have a desire to pray, don't know how to pray, don't know when to pray, don't know what to pray. We're interceding for those that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we're interceding for you, too. So we thank God for those intercessory prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Those are dedicating their time praying 24 hours around the clock. Amen. Thanks be to God. Isn't God good? Don't stop praying. Amen. Don't stop praying. Pray without ceasing. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. The word of God didn't say preach without ceasing. It said pray without ceasing. And we want to honor the word of God. Be obedient to the spirit of God. We know there's a blessing when we obey the almighty living God. Psalm 91, a psalm of protection. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Are you trusting in God? Lean not to thy own understanding. Let him lead you and direct your way, the almighty living God. And remember, our God is not dead. He lives, and he lives within our souls. Thank you, men and women of God. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But guess what? It shall not come nigh thee. Only with what? Thank you, Jesus. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels, and I believe in angels, what about you? For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Those good angels, thank you, God. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the young adder. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder and the young lion and the dragon. Thou shalt trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and guess what? And I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Long life. And we're praying for a long, healthy life. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us long, healthy life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Men and women of God, thank God for salvation. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He didn't attach a price to that. Thanks be to God. Salvation is free. I want you to know that this morning. Thanks be to God. You can't pay for salvation. You can pray for it, but you can't pay for salvation. It's free. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Paid in full. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. And the Holy Spirit said, paid in full. To those of you that are listening this morning, the Holy Spirit said, all your bills are paid in full. To be a debt-free person, debt-free men and women of God. We're the head and the tail. We're the head, not the tail. We're the head, not the tail. He's transferring the wealth from the wicked to the righteous. Thanks be to God. Be careful where you plant your seeds, my dear ones. You want your harvest to grow. You want your seeds to grow. You want them to flourish. Thank you, Jesus. Be careful where you plant your seeds. You want to see a harvest. You want to see a breakthrough. You want to see a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those of you that are tithers, you expect something to happen in your life. When you tithe and give unto the body of Christ, you expect a miracle. You expect God to move on your behalf because you're honoring the word of God. And God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. If you're going to give grudgingly, don't give. If you're going to give not believing, don't give. Breakthroughs will happen when you tithe and give God back 10%. That's all he's asking, 10%. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The move and hand of God is upon you. God loves a cheerful giver. Give it again, be given back to you. Press down, overflowing. Somebody's going to receive an overflow this year. Yes, an overflow in the name of Jesus. And we're not just talking about finances. We're talking about health, divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine understanding, godly men and women in your life, that God will bless you with their presence, the favor of God. Pray for the favor of God. Favor can get you where money will never get you. And I pray and I decree and declare that the favor of God will rest upon you from this day forth. Receive the favor of God and watch God move on your behalf in every area of your life. You want the favor of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that fight against me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. He's your judge. He's your lawyer. He's your doctor. He's your surgeon. He's your anesthesiologist. He's your medication. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. We need your help, Lord. And we're asking that you come into our life, come into our heart, come into our mind, our spirit, our body, and our soul. We need your help. Thank you, Jesus. Draw also thy spirit and stop away against them that persecute my soul. Say unto them, I am thy salvation. I am thy salvation to the almighty living God. We ought to praise him and rejoice in the almighty living God. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. He's going to feed you physically and spiritually. Thank you, Jesus. You'll never go hungry. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God, men and women of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Won't he do it? And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light. Righteous. Are you one of the righteous ones? I didn't say perfect ones. Are you one of the righteous ones? We're striving for perfection. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. Don't let go. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's being said, no matter what's being done, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't let go. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the night and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. We want to prosper in God's way, not man's way. Remember, only what you do for Christ will last. Because the man who bringeth forth wicked devices to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. God is taking care of you. The battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. Remember, God will take care of you. Yes, we're going to have some trials and tribulations. He said it wasn't going to be easy, but he said he'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. You may not understand what you're going through, but you'll understand it better by and by. Trust in God. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. You got an inheritance for you. The word of God says you have an inheritance. Thank you, Jesus, for my inheritance. You better thank him for yours, too. God's ways are not your ways. God's thoughts are not your thoughts. They're much higher. Thank you, Jesus. He knows what's happening yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He sees your future. He doesn't have to look in a crystal ball. He don't need any cards. He knows your future. Trust in God. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth themselves in abundance of peace. Abundance of peace, my sisters and my brothers. Isn't that a blessing? That in all that's going on in this time and this season, God will still bless you with an abundance of peace. Deep down in your soul, your sanctified soul. And everybody will wonder, why is he or she not getting upset? Because I'm trusting in God. And remember, there's a time for everything. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time for everything. And there's nothing new under the sun. Might be done a different way, but there's nothing new under the sun. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. It'll tell you that. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay such as upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked, because the arms of wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days. Yes, he does. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Your inheritance shall be forever. You have an inheritance from the Almighty Living God. And you have benefits serving the Almighty Living God. Yes, your job may have some benefits, some health coverage and 401K or whatever, But you know what? There's benefits of serving the Almighty Living God. Yes, you have health coverage. By his stripes, you are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. There's benefits in serving the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your everlasting benefits. Thank you, God. We thank you right now, today, yesterday, and forever. Psalm 66 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Sing forth the glory, the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Shelah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There they did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Shelah. O bless, O our God, ye people, and make the voice of praise, the praise of his praise, to be heard, which upholdeth our soul in life, and suffered not our feet to be moved. For thou art, O God, hast proved us, that thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou hast brought us into the net. Thou layest affliction upon our lions. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through what? We went through the fire and through the water. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offering, and I will pay thy my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth have spoken. When I was in trouble, I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifice of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Shelah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I want you to get this morning. If you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear your prayer. There shouldn't be any evil in your prayers, in your heart. And the Word of God is telling us that. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. He knows your heart. Our hearts can be deceitful. Ask him to forgive you this morning. Repent. We shouldn't go around hating anybody. God hates the sin, but he loves all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to be thanking him and praising him. It's the sin that he hates. That's why we got to pray for others. Thank you, Jesus. And you're not perfect either. I'm not perfect. Thank you, God. Ask God to touch your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. Ask him to forgive you of that hate that you have for someone. Jesus loves all of us, but he hates the sin. Thanks be to God. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy. God, give me a clean heart. Forgive me of my sins. And we got to forgive others, just as Christ has forgiven us. And move on with your life. Take yourself out of that invisible prison. You're all locked up because you have not forgiven someone. But remember, you're not a doormat. Thank you, God. You're a man or woman of God. Do not allow yourself to be abused physically, verbally, emotionally. Do not allow that. God do not want his men and women being abused. Speak up. Move on. Shake the dust from your feet. Thank you, God. Do not allow yourself to be abused verbally, physically, emotionally. And parents, do not neglect your children and do not provoke your children. Children, honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be long upon the earth. Honor them. You may not agree with them, but honor them and respect them. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. They may know some things that you don't know. Yes, they do, too. They've been on this earth longer than you have. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for our seniors, those that know the Lord, those that love the Lord, those that walk in the path of the Almighty Living God. And we pray for those that don't know him. We pray for the seniors that's not living right. Thank you, Jesus. We continuously pray for our young people. We continuously pray for you, you and you. We pray the decree that God's will is being done in your life and in my life. God's will be done. Not my will, but God's will be done. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Let God's will be done. We talked about the decree of divine love. We talked about the decree of divine intelligence. We talked about the prayer of asking for divine guidance from the Almighty Living God. We know we have guided counselors in our schools, and that's a blessing, in our colleges, in our universities. And we thank God, and we ought to pray for these guidance counselors, that they're guiding our young people in the right direction. We also need to ask God for his divine guidance. We talked about the prayer of asking the Almighty Living God. The Word of God says, ask and ye shall be received. We talked about the prayer of talking directly to God. Thank you, Jesus. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21 and 22. The prayer of talking directly to God. Remember, when you are in doubt about whether you should pray for a certain thing or not, ask yourself three questions. First, is it spiritually legal? Will it hurt anyone else? Will it be good for all concerned? There's a saying, the good of one is the good of all. Second, do you really want what you're asking for? To the extent that you're willing to accept the responsibility that having it will bring. New good always brings new responsibilities and challenges. Number three, are you willing, if necessary, to give up something you now have to make way for the good you want, which would replace it? Emerson said that for everything you gain, you lose something. Everything you gain, you lose something. You never go wrong when praying for things, to pray for divine results. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your people in a very special way on this day. Miracle working season, the decree that God's will is being done. Contrary to what most people think, to declare that God's will is being done in a situation is the highest form of prayer and always brings perfect, happy, satisfying answer for all involved. Now, when you pray and you're praying that God's will be done, you're trusting in God. You're believing in God. You're saying, let God's will be done. So when God's will is done, don't get upset and get mad and get angry with God if you're praying that God's will be done. This is true because God is a God of love. So his will for his children is always the highest and the best. A heavenly father would hardly want less for his children than would an earthly father. Among the most powerful prayers of decree you could ever pray, ones which often bring almost instantly happy surprise are, not my will, but thy will be done in the name of Jesus. I willingly do the good will of God in this situation. God works in me to will and to do whatever he wishes done. And God's good will cannot fail. God's work in this situation to will and to do whatever he wishes done, and God cannot fail. I call on God's will to do its perfect work in this situation. Now for the good of all concerned. In Jesus' name we pray that God's will be done, not my will, but thy will. And I'm going to trust God's will. People often say, pray for this and pray for that and pray for this and pray for that. In the midst of asking for those things, in the midst of asking for those situations, let God's will be done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. You're blessing someone, Holy Spirit, on this day with this prayer. Not my will, but thine be done. I willingly do the will of God in this situation. God works in me to will he wishes done. And God's good will never fail, cannot fail. God works in this situation to will and to do whatever he wishes done. And God cannot fail. I call on God's will to do its perfect work in this situation. Now for the good of all concerned. Now I want you to repeat it after me. Not my will, but thine will be done. I willingly do the good will of God in this situation. God works in me to will and do whatsoever he wishes done. And God's good will cannot fail. Say that again. And God's good will cannot fail. God works in this situation to do will and to do whatever or whatsoever he wishes done. And God cannot fail. I call on God's will to do its perfect work in this situation. And now for the good of all concern. I pray that you pray this prayer. If you'd like to have a copy of this prayer, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, and I will send you a copy of this prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, my Father worketh, and I work. John 5:17. Jesus said this, my Father worketh, and I work. John 5:17. When you affirm God's will, you unconsciously cast the burden of the problem on the highest power of the universe. which is then free to resolve it in the highest and best way, like the Supreme Court. He's above the Supreme Court. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to the highest, highest court of all, the Almighty Living God. Miracles happen when people dare to affirm God's will in their life. Miracles happen, my sisters and my brothers, when you dare to affirm God's will in your life. I dare you this morning, I de-devil dare you, to affirm God's will in your life. God, let your will be done, not my will. I don't know what's best for me, God, but you know. I think I know, but I don't know, God. You know what's best for me. You have that husband for me. You have that wife for me. You have that special friend waiting for me. You have the right home for me. You have the right location for me. You have the right job for me. You have the promotion for me. God, I'm praying for your will be done, not my will, but your will. Thank you, Jesus, for that miracle in someone's life, that God's will be done. It's not Burger King. It's not about you having your way and getting all mad and all upset because it didn't happen when you wanted it to happen. God, I want it now. He's saying, no. Wait. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Don't rush into that marriage, young man, young woman. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Learn how to be kept by God, and he will keep you if you want to be kept. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he will keep you. Take God at his word. Stop looking at those videos, even some of the songs while they're singing. Stop listening to some of that music. The words, really. It's not the music, the words. So some things we got to pull away from. Some things on television. And most of you are not watching TV now. You're watching the cell phones, the computers, the laptops. We got to pull away from some of that stuff. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't let the devil entertain your mind. Don't let the devil entertain your spirit with those nasty jokes that's being told on a job or in school or around your friends. Allow Satan to entertain your mind. Call on Jesus. Thank you, God. Miracles happen when people dare to affirm God's will in their lives. Let God's will be done in your life. This individual once visited Hollywood with television and movie actress, you probably don't know, Payla Powles, whose mother was a minister friend of hers. Beautiful Miss Powles related how in way back in time, after returning from a USO Christmas show in Korea, she came down in Hawaii. There she was given an antibiotic to which her system proved allergic. After she returned to California, it was discovered that this drug had destroyed the bone marrow in her system. Stop making new blood cells. It also dissolved the blood cells that fight off disease. Her condition developed into complete anemia, which at that time medical science could not cure. Most people with this type of anemia died from hemorrhaging. Finally, in a Los Angeles hospital with her mother, this individual, Silent Unity, and her minister, Dr. Ernest Wilson, all praying with her, she realized a death sentence was hanging over her. So she prayed, Father, if you want me to live, tell me what to do. Thank you, Jesus. If you want me to die, tell me what you want me to do before I die. Not my will, but thy will be done. With that prayer came an instant interfering that she would live, but that she had to contribute to her own recovery in terms of cheerfulness and inner peace. And by patient believing, she would be healed, it seemed so or not. So my brothers and my sisters, we got to believe it, whether it seems so or not. We got to believe it, even if we don't see it, whether it seems so or not. In the weeks and months of her slow recovery that followed, she often used an affirmation that Dr. Wilson had given her. Without haste, without delay, in perfect ways, and under divine grace, my healing manifests. Uh-huh. Without haste, without delay, in perfect ways, and under divine grace, my healing manifests. Though she was in and out of bed for 9 months, the day came when her doctors assured her that she would get well. Though she continued medication and treatment for some time and tried easily for a couple of years after going back into movie making, she now lives a normal life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The turning point from death to life came after she had prayed. Not my will, but thine will be done, mighty living God, in the name of Jesus. Don't forget to seal your prayers in the name of Jesus, because there's something about that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not my will, but thine will be done. God's will is always supreme. Take it to the Supreme Court, the almighty living God. The court above all courts. God's will is always supreme. Good for his beloved children. God's will, not my will, but thy will be done. When you invoke his will, you also invoke his miracle goodness for you. Thank you, Jesus. Pray, not my will, but thy will be done. It's okay to ask for things. God will give you the desires of your heart. But pray, not my will, but thy will be done. When you invoke the will of the Almighty Living God, you also invoke his miracle goodness for you. And God wants nothing but the best for you. We're going to have trials and tribulations, but it's all right. God is still with you all the way. Yes, God is with you. I want you to hear that this morning. We're calling your names out in prayer, faithfully. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you saved this morning? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Have you invited him into your life? Thank you, Jesus, for healing that's taking place in somebody's mind, body, spirit, and soul on this day. That's why we pray, my sisters and brothers. We don't know what's going to happen today. We don't know what's going to happen at 12 noon today. But the Word of God says pray without ceasing. Let God's will be done, not my will, but thy will be done in every situation. We can get excited this morning. This is September 1st, 2022. Begin to pray that God's will be done. Not my will, but your will. I found the answer. I've learned how to pray. Jesus Christ is calling upon you. Invite him into your life. This is the day the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Ask God to bless you with his favor on this day. And remember, God will hear and answer your prayer. Remember, ask God's will to be done in your life. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the decrees of the divine plan. Give a friend this number. Tell them to listen in. Yes, we are praying without ceasing. The Word of God tells us that. And if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Tune in again tomorrow. The decrees of the divine plan. I want you to hear that. And share this number with someone else. Teaching on prayer. The disciples said to the Almighty Living God, would you teach us how to pray? And yes, we have the model prayer. And we thank God for the model prayer. And we are praying. This is miracle working season. Receive your miracle on this day. May God continue to bless you, watch over you, and keep you. And read that 91st Psalm for your protection. God bless you real good. Until we meet again, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. God bless you real good. Pray that God's will be done. And may the favor of God, I decree and declare the favor of God will rain upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God.